Blesko Prasa.
That's our intro.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blesko Prasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, review shorts, and some. I'm still going to say, even though it's bleep now, probably.
Yeah, you have to.
In between. My name is Raz.
And I'm probably drunk.
So the Bicycle Brasa, the Bicycle Brasa strike is over.
Yeah. Did we get any money?
No.
Not a cent.
We totally lost the negotiation, but we decided to come back anyway.
Negotiation and our credibility.
Hey. Those are the two things you try and keep, but we are very bad at this.
We threw it out there.
Yeah. The issue is that Jody was almost a lawyer.
Yeah. I was this close.
Yeah. And the last part was how to negotiate.
Yeah. You don't do that part. No. In my defense, I don't have a defense. But
your defense rests.
Yeah. Your honor.
But welcome back, Jody. It's been a while.
Yo, welcome back to YouTube.
You look good in black.
Yeah, you look good in white today.
I should have taken an eye into this bad boy though.
Nah. So long as the Bicycle Brasa part is crisp.
Yeah, nice crisp and fresh. We're just wearing these so people know who's Jody and who's Ross.
Because
it has both our names.
Really gives
it away. No, it doesn't. But welcome back to you. Welcome back to you, the Brasa.
Yeah.
I know you've been missing us and we've been missing you.
Yeah, I had like, I want to say dozens, but maybe one person reach out and ask, like, when are you guys going to release something?
One is a lot.
That is exponentially more than zero.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100% yeah. More than zero.
No.
No.
That don't math.
Go math. That's what I'm doing. And we're switching things up. We're doing a little bit of a format reboot. Mm. Or not a reboot. A squeakerel. What did you call it?
A requel. That's when you have a sequel.
Sequel to a...
to an original.
Nice.
And you ignore all the other sequels.
Everything else in between. So we have a requel, and what we now will be doing, we'll have a new show every bi-weekly.
Every week, we have a new show.
No, I said a news show.
Oh, okay. I said a new show.
A news show bi-weekly, and then we have reviews bi-weekly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's news review, news review.
News review, news review. It's not rocket surgery. You'll figure it out.
I hope no one's doing rocket surgery.
Yeah. So welcome to your very first Bicycle Brasa Nis Isaika.
Trotgeborg. We should get Rian Kramer.
Yeah, imagine, eh? Vandag in die nuus.
All that credibility we lost. Right there in Rian.
Let's just call this segment, let's get into the news.
Our news and shorts.
You were doing so well.
Oh, wow.
The strike, I mean, not our strike that we were discussing earlier, but the strike.
The one that was left.
Is over.
Yeah, record-breaking length.
Yo, was it, like 7 months?
Yeah, not quite. Oh. But they did break the previous record, which was from the 80s, in terms of the length.
They've been striking since the 80s?
No, the last long strike was in the 80s.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
This one broke that record.
Nice.
For duration of strike. It was Tati Bananas.
Tati Bananas. The studios were like, no. We don't want to give them nothing. And then the actors are like, can we eat?
Like, no. But I have to just, like, highlight again.
Mm.
The studios, and by the studios, I think, what were they starting to call them? The something four?
Yeah, the greedy four.
Yeah, that would be
No.
The studios used the same tactic that didn't work with the writer's strike for this one, where they basically put the crappy offer on the table. If you say no, cool, then we pull out for, like, a month.
Mm.
We're not going to talk to you. And then come back and you make a just so much better offer than the last time.
Yeah.
And if you say no, you're cut, we're going away for another month.
Yeah.
They just kept doing that.
I think that's where MultiChoice learned it.
Yeah.
When they were negotiating the rugby rights. Yeah.
Yo.
But classic studio.
This one was 118 days, so about 4 months.
I was going to say seven minus three, obviously.
That was the full statement.
But there were compromises on both sides in the end.
Yeah, there was. And also, I don't know if you saw, but some of the big actors tried to bring everyone to the negotiating table again. Like George Clooney was leaving. A lot of the actors who were not as big as Clooney were like, "Bruh, why are you trying to negotiate on behalf of the studios here?" And that fell dismally. But as you said, there was give and take here. So the big win for SAG was AI. They have unprecedented amount of protection that is being afforded to actors in that regard.
Yeah, because, I mean, for those who don't know, the studios wanted to be able to 3D scan your likeness and then use you in movies without any compensation.
Yeah. and without even telling you what it is your likeness
would
be used for.
You would not even, you would be lumming at home and realize, oh, shit, I'm in this movie.
Yeah. So that was a big win for SAG.
Yeah.
The minimum wage also.
Yes, they increased it by
7%.
7%.
Which is much higher than it's ever gone up before. Which means for especially like the very low level actors. People who are extras, people who are like you're just getting work.
So extras.
So extras. But for all of these like actors who are not as successful as the 10, $20 million actors, they are earning what can be considered now a living wage.
Mm.
The big win for the studios is that the actors did not get what they wanted with
streaming residuals.
And I think that the studios actually came out shining here. Because if you look at the finances around it, the Carlton Dunn from Superstore, you know the guy that was in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
He was like, he was pushing people to sign because he was like, he was saying yes about a week or two before everyone else because his big argument was, AI, no one knows what's actually going to happen with it. And because we don't know what's going to happen with it, why are we fighting it so hard? Because right now I need to earn money. Something like Superstore, which is on Netflix, it was put on Peacock, it's put on, I think it's on Prime as well.
Prime.
They're getting nothing from that.
Nope.
The actors on Superstore.
Nope.
Nothing.
All they're getting is fan love.
Yes.
Because the show had already been cancelled and no one had seen it.
And then
and the moment it went to streaming, they were like, what? This show's amazing. Yes. What the hell?
So because they don't have protection on those things, you should be earning more money and they have nothing from it.
Nothing.
And I think the only thing the studios kind of acquiesce to is that shows that become very successful on streaming, actors will get a cut from that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that threshold is.
It depends on performance, right?
Yeah.
But who sets that?
I don't know. I don't know. Because if you're saying then it's like Friends, which was like a huge show, that those people are going to get more money, I think that kind of defeats the point because those actors were already getting like $10 million an episode or something.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, RIP Chandler.
Matthew Perry.
Yeah, Matthew Perry. Gone.
Too soon.
Well, he was over 50.
Yeah, and his life was like rough.
Yeah, I mean the drugs and the alcohol and stuff.
But the stuff that I saw that was so cool about him is that he says, as messed up as my life was, if someone comes to me for help about those things, I can help them. And perhaps that's like the best memory to have of him at the end, that he was always willing to help people, like even Unknown Mentor.
Yeah.
With addiction problems because he considered himself an expert on it.
He was definitely a professional.
Yeah.
Addict. So, RIP, I can't watch Friends again. No. I don't think it holds up for me.
It's not aged well. And also when you see how much they stole from the black show that they...
Living Single, A Different World. No, it was Living Single.
Was Queen Latifah?
Yeah.
Was in there?
It was Living Single.
Mm. Like they stole like literally whole scenes were taken from the show.
Oh yeah.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, so... You think the studios came out on top, especially with that residuals thing? Sure.
I think the residuals thing was like a big money thing for the studios.
If only the nanny fought harder.
Yeah, no. But look, for them, they can say the deal that they got is worth
but over what they, a billion. But what they proposed was a little ridiculous, I think, from the actor's side in terms of that. Not ridiculous, but unrealistic, I would say that. Because there was no chance that the initial proposition from their end, the studios were going to agree to that.
Yeah.
So I think the compromise was made and everybody's kind of happy.
True. And and I think you and I spoke about it previously, but where's the money going to be found for whatever's been asked for?
Mm.
And are we going to probably see like increase in our subscription fees?
Yep.
Or ads.
Yeah, like definitely.
Hard with those ads.
Or
bro.
Why don't you stop paying execs so much f***ing money?
Yeah. No. Not gonna happen.
Yeah, no.
We need our money. We need our money.
Maybe you have less like vice presidents in your company. Why do they? Why are they structured like that?
It's an American thing. Yeah. We've got like 7 vice presidents. It's just how they structure it. And then you have like executive and...
Yeah, you get senior VP and junior VP and... Yo, nah, my bro. Anyway, that kind of leads us into the next story because now the strike is over. I mean, we literally had clips where the actors are on these red carpets. Like they find out in real time that the strike is over. And it's like, I can talk about my movie now. And now everybody's like rushing back to work. Like it's become quite a problem because everyone's mauling for like studio space and locations and crew.
And the pressure was really on to get the deal through because what the studios were saying is if this goes on for much longer, we're losing the whole TV season for 2024, basically. So everyone was like on the nipperki.
They're mauling, bruh. It's nuts. Like all productions that were halted are now full steam ahead.
Yeah, very full steam
ahead. And now, I mean, we've been, I don't know if you've noticed this, but ever since the strike ended, there's been an onslaught of trailers coming through.
It's trailers, announcements.
It's a lot. I mean, we're eating.
Pictures from actors, like, back on set.
At me. I'm back on set. Yeah. I'm working again. This is my new movie, Drink My Tequila. Yeah.
Hugh Jackman just put up a rip photo of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I'm Wolverine. Snake.
Snake.
Snake, snake.
Wow.
So, what is next for Hollywood?
The big things that have gone right back into like production, because they were at least halfway through. Deadpool 3, Gladiator 2, Beetlejuice 2, Clint Eastwood's film Jura number 2. Not a sequel to Jura number 1. And Venom 3.
What is Jura number 2 about?
Like I said, not a sequel to Jura.
No, sure, but I mean, is it a what is it?
That is, I think it's Clint Eastwood's final film, is what that is.
Yeah, because he's like 99 now.
Yeah, he's really old. I don't know. Courtroom drama.
No, but I'll keep my. I do enjoy a courtroom drama.
Yeah. You and me both.
Oh, where?
Shame, like, look, Beetlejuice had like 2 days of filming left. Jura number 2, 12 days. So they're all like super, super close.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy put up pics from the Venom set as soon as he could now, also. Which I must say, I'm surprised that Venom 3 is moving ahead so quickly compared with anything else.
Yeah, look.
Sony, a desperate match?
A tad. I mean, they did drop the Madam Web trailer as well.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Thoughts? And they have Mr. Kraven. We spoke about the Kraven the last time. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, Kraven's a hero all of a sudden. And he's got like these powers.
I was very excited when I heard what Kraven was looking like. And when I saw the trailer, that tempered it a little bit.
And now Madam Web as well. Like, I mean, her character is like an old woman who's like a tiny feature side character lady. And they're moving forward with this. I am excited to see the Spider Women. Mm. Like the different Spider Women, I guess. But also,
I have no faith in Sony. That's with, the problem.
When they're not doing an actual Spider-Man, I think they do like their worst stuff. For me personally, the fact that there's a Venom 3 is astonishing to me. After 2. Yeah.
I don't know where they're going. I don't know where they're going.
And that was supposed to be their big hit, you know, Carnage.
And just now.
What? Woody Harrelson also.
And then the MCU completely just disregarded the ending where it's like Venom going into Spider-Man's world.
Look, we'll get into Marvel and Disney because that's a whole other section on its own.
Whole other shebang.
But trailers, I mean, we're pushing Wonka now again. Dates have been set in stone. Kind of now.
Because there's also those who are aiming to start shooting beginning 2024. Yeah. So your favorite, Tron 3, they don't have a date set.
I am not going to watch that.
Minecraft, which was starring Jason Momoa, which I did not know, is aiming to start shooting next year. Hello.
A producer finally welcome.
Good day. Nice to see you. It's been a while. I've never seen a so demure. Mortal Kombat 2 with Carl Urban.
I hope they fix it.
Cage.
Yeah, look, anything Carl Urban does, I'm there for it.
I'm there for
you. He's the best. I hope they course correct with that Mortal Kombat because there's still juice there, you know?
We have not had an actual Mortal Kombat competition yet.
No.
In this universe.
No, so they don't. It would be nice. Never mind the tournament.
Yeah, it would be nice. There's also Aziz Ansari's film that has Keanu Reeves and Seth Rogen.
Is that working still? Apparently. Is this a new? Is this a different one?
No, this is a different film.
Yeah, the one got cancelled.
Yeah, the one with the doctor thing, that got cancelled. This is Keanu Reeves and Seth Rogen. Again, this is all aiming to start shooting next year.
Yeah.
I mean, the other biggie would be Superman.
James Gunn, we all know Superman. And now the script for Supergirl.
Oh, yeah.
Is done.
Yeah, there was that.
They got a writer, yeah. And that story.
And Sasha Kaye is still going to be Supergirl, right? I don't know. If they don't use her.
Who knows? I'm open to anything. She was amazing and I would love to see her again, but whatever. Do what you must.
True.
That story is dope though. Mm. Like the woman of tomorrow, she like travels to different planets and stuff. And then you get to see exactly how different Supergirl is to Superman. Mm. She doesn't care as much as Superman, man.
Mm.
She does the right thing, but she's deurigerig. And you get to see that in that story.
Based on what you said, that makes me more want Sasha Gaye to actually be Superwoman.
Yeah, I mean, in James Gunn we trust, right?
Yeah.
This screenwriter doesn't have that much experience in terms of like feature films and stuff, apparently. Mm-hmm. But again, in James Gunn we trust. He's the one that he made the only good MCU movie this year.
This year. Also, probably the only good DC movie. DC EU Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Before they changed up.
And he just gets it. He gets the story. He gets the tone. Mm-hmm. He gets things. Yeah. In James Gunn, we trust.
Yeah.
In Kevin Feige, we do not trust.
Your Kevin Feige. Speaking of, are we going to somewhat jump over?
Let's jump over.
Jump over to Kevin Feige.
Superhero news time.
So, Marvel, as we know, the MCU's release schedule is like super tight, right? It's
too tight.
Too tight. Any type of change really screws things over, like massively. With this strike that just happened now, they were already in flux because of the Jonathan Majors stuff. The strike happened now. Mm. Their series were dog shit. Like really, really
bad. I didn't
bad
finish stuff. Loki yet.
I did. You should finish it.
Isn't?
Mm. Should finish it.
I just don't know what's going on. But again,
it's very hard to keep track of what's going on.
Yeah, and I'm just
new
like...
New powers.
Yeah, but I'm also like, we stop the episode, we go do something else, and then I come back and I get back into the episode and I'm like, what?
No, you can't. In any case.
Secret Wars. Ugh. Secret Invasion. That was terrible.
Yo, the amount of blowback they got for that show.
Yeah.
In any case, so Marvel now has to accommodate all of this, like, delays and things not working.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... It's not superhero fatigue. It's just you've been making
bad movies, yeah.
For quite some time.
Because, I mean, if the movies were of a better quality, no one would be talking about superhero fatigue.
Yes.
Because the buzz would drive it. People would go watch it. It would make money. And then, yeah. But I think people are just tired of mediocre stuff. And that's what they've been putting out. Except for Guardians 3. Yeah.
That was the only decent Marvel movie that came out.
Because it was Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah. Quantumania.
Not good.
Thor.
Not good.
And then... Guardians.
Guardians. And then Marvel. The Marvels is also like quite divisive, I see.
Yeah. Early reviews, really good.
Later reviews, not so good.
Yeah, not so good. Box office.
Not
terrible.
Good at all. This is their worst performing movie.
Ever. Yeah. I feel concerned. Yeah, but in any case. So the release schedule as it stands right now. Deadpool 3 is coming out next year, July 26th. Then we have Captain America, which is coming out early in 2025. Fantastic Four 2025. Thunderbolts 2025.
But they switched. Yeah. So Deadpool and Captain America switched places.
Yes. Because Deadpool was further along.
Yeah. Because the rumors are also...
Which worries me.
Yeah. No, the rumors are also that they did a test screening for Captain America and it did not do well.
Yes.
And now they are focusing on reshoots and rewrites.
Yes.
And I'm like...
I'm very worried.
But I think, I honestly think, especially because the Jonathan Majors case as well is...
It's a massive spanner in the works.
Yeah, because they chosen to move forward with the court case, right?
Yes. So the court case is moving forward. And I thought that Marvel kind of pinned their flag to the mast when they released Loki. And
yeah.
It's almost like they decided there isn't enough here against Jonathan. We're going to run with it.
Yeah.
Because the next Avengers movie is supposed to be Kang Dynasty, right? That is entirely based around Jonathan Majors.
I think they're going to pivot, bro. I think they're going to kill the Kang thing.
Yes. We've been hearing rumors.
Mm. So, from a reputable source who knows a reputable source.
Yes. So, I mean, we can name the source, John Campia.
John Campia. If you want movie news, well, personally, I think our show is better in terms of fun.
So much more interesting.
But if you want like real legit movie news and insider takes, John Campia, it's a good show.
Yeah.
So the inside friend had said...
Completely looking to knock...
Knock the Kang Dynasty. Knock that stuff. The director has changed for Kang. Dustin Daniel Cretton.
Yeah, the Shang-Chi director.
Yeah.
He's pulled out.
Pulled out of that film.
Yeah.
He's still doing other Marvel projects. Yes. So it's not like, oh, he was fired because he's like, nah. I think... But this enforces that rumor...
And the writer who was involved with Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania.
They died. They were killed in a mysterious manner.
Who was going to write the Kang Dynasty. Yeah. Also been
withdrawn. Brake lines was cut.
Yeah. I think Kevin was like, yeah, I hired the bra from the movie for next week.
No, but he's done.
He's out.
Yeah, he's out.
So the hard pivot that we're looking at right now is that it's going to be a two-parter for the Avengers, like they did previously.
Yeah.
And in that two-parter,
it's
going to focus on the Secret Wars story. If they're introducing a villain, if it's Secret Wars, it will probably be Doom, right?
Yes.
But here's the thing, Ross. You haven't watched Loki.
I haven't.
And there's a chance that that comes into this.
Last I heard, he's done with Loki as a character.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
But then he came back the next day because Marvel got pissed at him. He did an interview, sorry. Kevin Feige heard that interview, I think.
Yeah.
And he was like, bruh, you need to go back because we don't know what we're doing yet.
Yeah.
And where Loki ends up in the series is something
I've kind of heard an idea of what's happening because I didn't want to spoil it for myself, but I'll finish it.
Yeah.
And then there was another spoiler, not a spoiler, but a reveal.
Mm.
By a comic book writer that's a friend of a friend of an actor.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I don't work for Marvel. What are they going to do to me? I'm like, yeah, but you just got your friend.
But for context, this is a big...
No, we're
going to explain. This is a big...
Yeah, this is a big one.
Big one.
So the movie Thunderbolts is coming out.
Yes.
That is also a ragtag team put together of the Winter Soldier, the bad Captain America white version guy, the Russian spy lady.
And the Russian red guy, red Guardian.
Guardian. Yeah. He's also the red Captain America.
Yes, lots of Captain America.
The communist. And then there were rumors that they were introducing the Sentry. Well, not rumors, actually. That was announced that the Sentry will be in the film.
Yeah, as the villain.
Yeah, and then there was casting rumors around the Sentry and whatever. And then Robert Kirkman goes on a podcast.
Yeah, and Robert Kirkman... Writer, producer of The Walking Dead, Invincible, just like some of the biggest material out there.
Some of the best shit. I love this writer, honestly.
Invincible is like...
It's one of the best IPs ever. Even the animated show is so good.
And this is where the Invincible connection comes in because Steven Yeun...
Voices Invincible.
If you don't know him by name, he was in Walking Dead and he was in Beef this year, which is just... If you haven't watched it, go watch that. Steven Yeun spoke to Robert Kirkman and said, I guess I only play superheroes in blue and yellow.
And he's like, what? And he's like, yeah, because I got the Sentry gig with Marvel. And he's blue and yellow costume.
Yeah.
And he's like, I didn't even realize.
Yeah. So if Robert Kirkman disappears.
And then he realized what he was saying. And then he's like, oh, wow, I don't work for Marvel. What are they going to do to me? Yeah, but you kind of screwed your friend over there because you shouldn't be talking at the house.
And you know, initially, I don't know how I felt about Steven Yeun being cast as that character.
Nah, I don't care. You know, the white's going to white, bro.
They
already started.
Shit's going to blow up. Sentry's always non-Asian.
I saw the best comment in response to that because this person was like, Sentry is non-Asian. And they're like, oh yeah, he's actually a collection of like drawn lines and colors. Like,
but honestly, for me, the way Steven Yeun played his character in Beef is like the perfect characterization for Sentry.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
that struggle with like the good and bad. Because
he had to do the whole thing. But again, you're talking about the Thunderbolts.
Mm.
Majority ground level.
Yes.
And the Sentry, who has the power of like a million exploding suns or something.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, no, fair.
And now you couple that with Asian kung fu. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. He won't know kung fu. Mm. But I mean, Steven Yeun also, he's quite a small guy.
Yeah, but after the Wolpold.
But he can go to the Rock Academy of Yokeness.
Yes. After the Wolpold, after my doubt of whether Wolpold would work. I'm more than
I mean, we didn't really like the character, but I mean, his look was... Yes.
No, the look was on point.
Yeah.
But I'm now happy to kind of see where it goes.
You know me, bruh. I'll give anyone a shot.
Mm.
But again, the responses of like, oh, would you like it if they made Black Panther white? And I'm like, don't come with those stupid arguments.
Also, Sentry's like a drug addict who went into a facility just to try and get high.
But I mean, he did... Ingested. Yeah, I mean... I mean, that amount of power in a super serum is like...
Insane.
Your comics are weird, eh?
So weird. Also, that Captain America super serum does... That's a fantastic show.
Yeah, okay. Now, rewrites as well. Mm. That brings us to Blade. Mahershala Ali is not getting any younger.
No.
And
he's in his 50s.
Yeah, and he's losing more time just rejecting scripts. I think there was a new script introduced.
Yeah, I think you're talking about my favorite one.
The one where they wanted to have it kind of female lead and actually reduced him to like the fourth lead.
Fourth lead in his own film.
Yeah, and then they were like, what is this?
Yeah.
You don't understand the characters. Why is Marvel still working with writers who do not understand the characters?
Who would be the leads in that film that... Like, which characters are they bringing in?
Blade-et.
Jessica Biel's character.
Jessica Biel.
Whistler's daughter.
Arrow Lady.
Yeah.
Then you also have, what's the woman from with the dog?
Halle Berry, John Wick 3.
No. Abby loves her, man. Parker Posey, they can bring her back.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. From Abby's favorite Blade. Trinity.
We don't shame, eh? We don't shame people's taste, eh? No, but I mean, that in itself, even if that is true, I mean, we don't 100% know. It is ridiculous that you would even consider that fucking script. I'm sorry. The caliber actor that we're dealing with here.
And you just don't use him as your lead?
Oscar winner.
Yeah, multiple.
Multiple Oscar winner. Mahershala Ali. You don't put him as the fourth fucking lead in a Blade film.
TV superstar. Film superstar,
yes,
and you're like, yeah, no, Kiki, it's a Blade movie, and you're playing Blade, but we don't want you.
Yeah, no, thanks. And I mean, it's such a dope opportunity to do something fresh.
And they've just lost all that momentum that they had. You remember when Chadwick was cast as Black Panther when they announced that film slate? I had the same excitement when Mahershala was confirmed as Blade.
Yep.
I was like, you don't get castings as perfect as this.
No, you don't. Because he's got that gravitas, man.
And you're just like...
Yeah. Otherwise, they're going to lose Mahershala Ali. And then Denzel comes in.
Yeah. Renowned for his love of Marvel.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the other big
casting? We can talk about whatever you want, bro.
Other big casting that came out. Not confirmed, but Fantastic Four related.
Okay, this is a big one.
I'm going to hit you with a controversial opinion.
Please don't hit me, but you can tell me your opinion.
I'm going to do it so hard.
But you go ahead, actually. Just do it.
So, multiple outlets are reporting that Pedro Pascal is either confirmed or in final conversation with Marvel to be cast as Mr. Fantastic Reed Richards. That's the wrong casting.
Papa Pedro.
Papa Pedro. Why should be playing Doom. Papa Pedro is the perfect Doom.
I know. But did you hear the rumor for Doom?
Who's the new rumor for Doom?
Mads Mikkelsen.
Take it back. Take it back. How would that work? He's already Doctor Strange's nemesis.
This is what I heard.
Okay, I'm down with that.
This is what I heard. Okay. I don't know. Again, you need a buck salt with this, but this is what we heard. Jody and I, our job here, keep out here to the streets.
Yeah.
And something in the sheets.
Yeah. Look, Pedro can pull off that angstiness that comes with being Reed and the smartest thing,
Jody,
man in
we
the
haven't
universe.
Seen him do something like this. And I just believe in the man's skill.
Yes.
Look what he did with The Last of Us. Everybody's like, oh, he doesn't look like Joel. Mm. Bruh, he killed that shit. He kills almost anything he's in.
Yeah.
Literally, the only thing that was trash was the bubble. And that's not his fault, that's direction.
No, that's not his fault. Why did you remind me of the bubble?
I'm sorry. Yeah, burst your bubble with that one. Don't die on the show. Die at home, I told you. Anyway.
Get my all paid if I die at home.
So the rumors, whatever. I mean, he is on the older side, but I wanted an older Reed Richards.
Yeah, you need someone who can pull off.
Yeah, who's already the smartest man in the world, but is Kirby confirmed?
No, no one is.
Okay, so only this and, is the only.
And who was the?
This is the closest we've come to a confirmation.
Yeah, okay. But I would say Vanessa Kirby was, it was as big when she was being discussed.
Yeah.
It's just that no one has actually confirmed.
Yeah.
For this movie. Like yeah. Nobody.
I think we should ask Robert Kirkman.
What's
No, but apparently they're so far into the process that the only thing now that caused doubt in it is scheduling.
Yeah,
because he's got Last of Us 2 and other projects lined up and stuff.
It's Last of Us 2 and The Mandalorian.
Yeah, and The Mandalorian. But I mean, he just does voice work, really.
True.
Until they are. I mean, I'm sorry to burst your bubble out there, but that's a body double in most of the shots.
Did you see what the Star Wars fans were saying? They're like, now we're never gonna see him take the helmet off. You know, they were upsetting spaghetti about that one.
No, because I mean, he can film his Reed Richards and then on the same lot just go do VO work.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, easy. All in a day's work. Yeah, Papa Pedro, I always want to see that guy. We'll see what happens with that.
I would have loved him as Doom, though. But
no, definitely.
If they get someone like Mads.
The thing is, you have a lot of good villains in Marvel.
Mm.
Thanos himself is one of the iconic ones, and they could still have some play with the character. They didn't have to make it, super comic book accurate, whatever, and people were really happy with it. It was well done. Doom has way more fans than a Thanos or a Loki.
Yeah.
Doom is so iconic to so many people that somebody's going to get pissed off regardless of what they do.
Yeah. And Doom has, unfortunately, not really been done well.
No. He's done horribly. Shame. And again, not the actor's fault. That guy, I don't know what his name is.
from that Nip-Tuck.
Nip-Tuck, yeah. It was a weird show, eh?
Plastic Surgeon.
I wasn't into that. Thriller. But anyway, I am concerned, but I have hope. And if they cast someone like Mads or someone that has that danger inside them, I think they'll
would be amazing.
Shoot the lights out. Yeah.
It would be amazing.
Also script dependent.
The Fall Guy.
That looks so good.
Yeah. David Leitch directing. It's got Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt in it. That trailer
that looks so good.
Like,
and it's I do like this Ryan Gosling, the one that's having fun.
The one that is having fun.
I do like it. I want him to go back and get into some hardcore stuff. But yeah, you can't deny how good he is at this.
And his comedic timing is just
on point.
But people don't seem to know it. It's like even with Barbie now coming out and the nice guys, those types of things, people still
love the
doubt
nice
it.
Guys. That trailer was great.
Shame, Ross. Aquaman 2 released a trailer for their movie that's coming out in December.
Okay. What am I supposed to do with that?
I think DC is just, Warner Brothers has just written that movie.
Yeah, what do you want me to do about it?
No, man, I'm just saying, I wish to go watch it, but. Guys, it's a month away.
Nah.
They've released a trailer.
I think Momoa's moved on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everyone is
I think he's like, I'm Lobo now. Can what do you mean I was in Aquaman? That's not true. I'm Lobo now. What are you talking about?
Ghostbusters trailer.
Oh, it looks all right. It looks all right. It's a lot of ice.
So much ice.
That looks okay. I enjoyed the first one.
Again, the original cast and the new cast.
Yeah, the requel.
Yeah.
What's the black guy's name?
Winston.
Yeah, I mean the actor.
The actor. What is his name now again? Yes, why do you ask me this question now?
You're supposed to know this shit.
I know. What is that guy's name? There we go. Winston Zeddemore is played by Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson. Mm. Did you know that when they did the animated version of Ghostbusters?
That was such a good show.
He did not get cast as the voice.
Because why would they?
I know. He went in and they said, oh, no, you've got it. Come and record whatever. And then he went in and he recorded and whatever audition. I don't know. And they were
hashtag
like,
not our Winston.
Yeah, we're going to go with someone who sounds more like Winston. And he's like, I am Winston.
What you are basing your standard off of is...
Yeah, it's nuts. But anyway, okay. There's a lot of things in motion from Hollywood. They're all trying to get back on the bus. Mm-hmm. So it's an exciting time for us if you're movie lovers.
It is.
And we'll keep our ear to the streets and our eyes on the prize.
Look
and
aware.
Dala, what we must.
Yeah.
If someone wants to find us, how can they find us, Johnny?
You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. Bicycle Browser Podcast, and you can write to us bicyclebrowser@gmail.com.
Salute. Stay safe, everyone, and remember, be good for Knox
and Charlie.